Several hundred bishops and leaders of religious orders and congregations are also gathered with the Pope and the young people in Sydney. Among them is Abbot Christopher Jameson, head of the Benedictine community at Worth Abbey in the south of England. The Abbey became well known in the UK some years ago as the setting for an impressive BBC series entitled simply The Monastery. And Abbot Jameson has since written a best-selling book on spirituality called Finding Sanctuary. Whilst that first volume has been translated into some 11 languages, the follow-up, entitled Finding Happiness, is now due out in October. Abbot Jameson sat down with Sean in Sydney to discuss this journey of discovery that young pilgrims are drawn into at these World Youth Day gatherings.
It's about young people discovering that through the church they're part of something very much bigger than themselves. And secondly, discovering that the church is a fantastic school of peace. They're learning how to build relations with people of different cultures, often cultures that they might be at enmity with. And as the Holy Father said, the reconciliation between the indigenous peoples of Australia, the Aboriginals, and the European settlers of Australia, the reconciliation that's going on as we speak and that we've seen acted out in the great liturgies here, that's a model of peacemaking for the whole world, which the young people are learning from that model, as well as learning from the Christian faith. So I would say, in essence, it's a great school of peace for the youth of the world.
And then what happens when all these lovely, peaceful, inspiring young people go back home?
Well, we know from past experience that many of them will say that their lives were changed forever by the experience of being here. Some will find their vocation through being here, a vocation to marriage. I know one man who said to me, it was World Youth Day that I realized I had to go back and propose to my girlfriend. Others will find a vocation to the priesthood. Others will find renewed energy to pursue the question, what is God calling me to do? So I think that very few people will go home unchanged, and through that, local church communities and local civic societies will be enriched.
In your own experience, you've just come from an experience at Benedictine Youth Congress. What is it that young people are looking for? What is it they're asking from the church today?
I think they're looking for an authentic way of life. And by authentic, I mean one which has got two qualities. One which is believable now, but also one which has a historical authenticity. We know that people want everything to be very modern, but they also want something that they know has had a tried and testing period in history. And what we find, especially as Benedictines, we're the oldest religious order in the church, and this inspires them greatly to think that the values of early monks and nuns and the practices of early monks and nuns can be theirs. And they find them quite life-giving, to their surprise.
What's the role of the Pope in all of this? I mean, here we have the Pope sort of as the centrepiece of World Youth Day. Is he just added value?
Well, he's the one who issued the invitation, so that's the first point to become clear. Secondly, the Pope is here as a teacher. And I think we saw that for the papal arrival at Barangaroo, when we had this spectacularly organised and beautifully choreographed arrival on the boat through one of the world's great harbour settings. And then, if he'd been a rock star, he would have stood on the stage and said, hello, Sydney, and all of this clap, clap sort of stuff. But he didn't. He just waved, smiled, and sat down on the papal throne and taught in a very self-effacing, understated way. And the people, the young people, listened intently for half an hour while he taught, and then exploded with joy when he started greeting them in the different languages. So I'd say the key role of the Pope is to be the teacher.
And you think they're actually listening to what he's saying, apart from being carried away by the excitement of the moment and his presence and the superstar status that he has? Do you think they're actually picking up on the message? Because it's a very strong message, it's a very radical message that he's offering.
He's offering a very countercultural message, and I've heard video clip interviews and seen for myself young people here saying they know that the Catholic Church is now countercultural in so many different ways, and they can accept that. But I think perhaps what we ought to put alongside that is rather that what is being brought is an addition to culture. They're having a depth added to the culture they're living in, which will involve jettisoning certain superficial aspects of the culture and going more deeply into the culture, because it would be quite wrong to say that the Church is completely anti-cultural, because it has to absorb the best of culture and at the same time deepen that.
Give me some more concrete examples of what you mean by jettisoning aspect. What sort of aspects of culture are we jettisoning here?
Well, I think that there is the immediate and there's the longer term. In the immediate aspect, there would be issues to do with the way that violence and sexuality are often portrayed for young people. And trying to get to a jettisoning some of that to a deeper understanding of love and humanity. Secondly, if you look longer term, there is the issue of climate change, which the Pope has highlighted in his opening address, and where, with sort of a much deeper, longer reflection, we have as a culture, as a Western society especially, to learn which aspects of our way of life are going to have to go if we're to survive on the planet. And of course, already we can see how the Aboriginal culture of Australia, which is 40,000 years old, staggering figure, can teach us something about how to preserve a land. And there are huge lessons for us to learn from that culture, other indigenous cultures, and also from the Christian tradition of, say, the Sermon on the Mount, where our Lord asks for a purity of heart, which is going to be the basis, I think, of a new approach to the way we treat our planet.
How much of all this is in your new book?
Well, I talk about Finding Sanctuaries, the current book that's out there, which I'm delighted is on sale around the world. And the new book, Finding Happiness, Monastic Steps for a Fulfilling Life, will deal with greed and what the monastic tradition says about greed and how in some ways greed lies at the heart of most of our contemporary problems, and that there are monastic steps or steps from the monastic tradition which we can all learn from.
Abbot Christopher Jameson there, head of the Benedictine community at Worth Abbey in the south of England. But now let's hear from one of the young pilgrims in person. What is it that motivates so many hundreds of thousands of them to make what is, for many, a very expensive journey to the other side of the world to take part in World Youth Day events? Tracy McClure has been taking a closer look.
Young people have flown into Australia from all over the world to be able to celebrate World Youth Day with Pope Benedict XVI. Some have been preparing for the papal visit for more than 2 years, carrying out a pilgrimage on foot across 35,000 miles of Australian roadways. Others, like Eunice Villamere, a Canadian student from Vancouver, have been involved in Days in the Diocese events and activities in parishes across the country. I asked her how she managed to buy what must have been an expensive plane ticket and why she wanted to travel so far to see the Pope.
Well, I'm a student, so I had to fundraise a lot, and I was paying for it just because I didn't want my parents to pay for it, because this is kind of an experience that I wanted for myself. But we did a lot of fundraising at church, at our parish, and our parishioners at St. Patrick's, which is the parish that we're from, really supported us. And we put on a whole bunch of, like, dinner and dances and car washes and food sales after 9 o'clock Mass every Sunday. So, yeah, we had a lot of support from our parish, and our family was always there, too. They were, you know, promoting our events, and everyone was really into it. And it was good, too, because we got to get together as our World Youth Day group.
Why did you really want to come so much to be there with the Pope as he celebrates World Youth Day?
You know, when you're thinking about the things that you want to do in your life, or when I was thinking about the things that I wanted to do in my life, one of them was to see the Pope. Because you see the Pope on TV addressing, you know, the St. Peter's Square, but I don't think that I would ever imagine being able to see him where I live. So journeying from there to here to see the Pope was an awesome opportunity that I chose to grab.
Now, Eunice, you're a young person, and I'm sure, like so many other people who are there, you see young people today, perhaps your friends or people that you know, sometimes they're in crisis with doubts about themselves, about their future. What do you think young people today are looking for in the church, and perhaps from Pope Benedict?
I think that young people are very, or I guess people like me, are at points in their life where there's a lot of opportunities open and a lot of things that they can do. So I think that it's easy to get confused and it's easy to choose maybe a path that wasn't the best one. And so I guess from the Pope and from the Church, I think young people are looking for answers or opportunities that would make them better themselves and opportunities that would make them be able to make better decisions and, I guess, guidance to make better decisions as well. Just because, yeah, it's hard with all the things that we are getting surrounded by, and I think the church will be really good at leading us to the places where would be good for us in the future.
Canadian Eunice Villemier, one of tens of thousands of young people joining Pope Benedict in Sydney this weekend. I'm Tracy McClure.